From the KCCU News Center on the campus of Cameron University, I'm Clinton Whedon. U.S. Representative Mac Thornberry of Texas returned to Wichita Falls on Tuesday to discuss the looming federal budget reduction known as the sequester cuts. Thornberry spoke to a group of approximately 75 citizens at the event sponsored by the Wichita Falls Chamber of Commerce. Thornberry's talk focused primarily on the impact the sequester cuts would have on the nation's military and the effects on Shepherd Air Force Base in particular. But he says all installations, including Fort Sill and Altus Air Force Base, would be affected by the cuts, which in turn would affect local economies due to things like pay furloughs.
All bases and military installations and contractor facilities could well be affected by sequestration. It has an immediate impact, but what it also does is it increases costs over time because they are not able to operate as efficiently. It's kind of the start-stop sort of thing that sequestration would bring about. And I think for most individuals, the possibility of furloughs, people not being able to go to work, not getting paid, that's going to be the biggest impact on individuals.
Thornberry said legislators learned last week that domestic facilities will not be the only ones affected by the defense cuts contained in the sequestration.
Most of the talk has been about sequestration hurting readiness. So less training, less preparing that goes on. But what we found out last week was that it's also going to cut operational activities in dangerous parts of the world. So we won't have as many ships in the Middle East as we have now. And that increases the danger.
Thornberry has proposed delaying implementation of President Obama's Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as Obamacare, as a way of saving money without implementing the sequester. He is trying to get the measure to the House floor for a vote, but said that's at the discretion of House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio. In the meantime, some members of the House are pushing to let the sequestration happen as scheduled. Thornberry says he doesn't agree with that approach, but he does agree with the sentiment that the federal deficit has to be controlled.
I think we're up against the wall as far as getting our fiscal house in order. And so the next couple months is really going to be a critical time. Not that everything will get solved in that period, but at least kind of you can, I think, be able to tell whether we're going to be on the right road or not.
In Oklahoma news, Cameron University hosted a Civil Rights Pioneer Monday in a delayed celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Merlee Evers Williams, the widow of slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers, was scheduled to be on campus in January as the featured speaker for the university's events surrounding the holiday. But her appearance had to be rescheduled as she was asked to give the invocation at President Obama's second inauguration at the same time. Evers Williams held a short panel discussion with approximately 60 local residents about her life and work before giving the keynote address at the celebration banquet held Monday evening. Evers Williams says her work continues because she believes it's important to educate today's youth about the struggles she and others faced.
It is extremely important to have that dialogue, to have the history, to have the few of us that are still left from that period of time available to not only talk about what was, but to seek knowledge from the young people today, many of them who could care less about the past, but still many of them who do want to know what it was like and what can happen now.
For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.